Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And I invite your questions, comments, and any suggestions you may have to my email address, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. I thank you and I appreciate your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I love you, for we are all one. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer and meditation, as always, followed by my special inspiring guest, Dr. Erin Orpelli. Dr. Orpelli is a chiropractor, a healer, and a teacher specializing on health. Who doesn't want to learn more about health, right? We all do. Because without health, what do we have? Without all the money, all the extravagant things, but if we don't have our health, really, we have nothing. Dr. Orpelli's objective is to educate and adjust as many families as possible towards optimal health through natural zone healing care. His website is www.movementforhealth.org and also www.drorpelli.com. I invite you to stay attuned all the way to the end. It's going to be a powerful, inspiring, informative, wonderful, I can't mention anymore, show, because we're going to talk about so much mind, body, spirit, all the way through. But for now, I invite you to get present with me, our guest, yourself, and all that there is. By taking a deep cleansing breath in and exhaling with an allowing yourself with each breath to become more and more present to my voice, to yourself, to your being, and with what is, whatever is around you, right where you are. I invite you to be present. And another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an feeling yourself more and more relaxed as you let go and allow the life force within you to bring you to the present moment. And I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale again with an feeling yourself relaxed, relaxing into the moment. Relaxing into the present, relaxing into the now, allowing yourself to be, yes, allowing yourself to be with me, with our guest, with yourself, with all that there is, with the presence of God, the divine, the universe, the presence of your spirit, the presence of all love, all beauty, all wisdom, all intelligence, all perfect health, all abundance and prosperity, all, the sunshine that can flow through me and through you and through our guests and through the oneness as we allow the sunshine glowing warmth into my heart, into your heart, into the heart of the oneness as we allow. As we allow ourselves to be open in this moment, allowing ourselves to be open to our true self, to who we really are, to our authentic self, creating oneness inside and out, simply saying, I allow, I am willing, I am here in the now, I am present, I am open, and I am receptive to everything and all that there is. In this moment of gratitude, in this moment of appreciation, in this moment of recognition, in this moment of oneness with God and all that there is, I thank God for you. I thank God for all of us. I thank God, the divine, the universe, the allness, oneness, source, and creator of all that there is, for every single thing that we have in our lives that we can truly appreciate, even in those rough times, even in those sad moments, even in those moments that we're ready to give up, knowing that we can always, always, always recognize and acknowledge something that we're grateful in our lives. I invite you to recognize all the magnificence that you have and all the beautiful people in your lives and all of the opportunities and possibilities that truly we have to embrace as we are all one. Beautiful emanations of the light of God and all that there is. Beautiful, loving representation of God and all that there is. With gratitude again to you and all that there is, to gratitude for this opportunity to serve you in this way, I am grateful. Love and light to you, love and light to all that there is, love and light to the planet, and love and light to all of God's creations, for we are all one. I love you, I bless you, I invite you to stay tuned all the way through the end, so that we can create oneness on the air. Thank you. Bringing yourself here with me again, as I reintroduce our special guest today, Dr. Aaron Orpelli, who is a chiropractor, healer, and a teacher. We're honored to have him on the show. His objective is to educate and adjust as many people as possible towards optimal health through natural zone healing care and other teachings. We are grateful. Again, his website is www.movementforhealth.org. Without further ado, welcome, Dr. Orpelli.
Welcome.
No, welcome to you. Welcome to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show, knowing that you have so much to offer, so much to share, so much to teach to all of us. We appreciate you. How's your day?
Great.
Adjusting people, inspiring people?
Yes.
Fantastic. Actually, I would like to start by asking you about your new DVD, Movement for Health. As I am looking actually at this DVD that I actually purchased from Dr. Orpelli, and I'm really inspired by it. That's why Dr. Orpelli has been on our show before. He's such an inspiring guest that we invited him back now that he can talk about his new DVD with us. Dr. Orpelli, your new DVD, Movement for Health. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yes. Basically, this is a work of many years understanding the body to summarize it, to cover every single joint movement in easy way. So anybody can follow and do not need the equipment and can do it in their home with a concept of we need to create motion in every joint so the joint will be healthier and we improve our health.
Mm, beautiful. I love what you said. No machines, right?
No machines
to
yeah.
hide away under our beds, in our closets, in the garage, right? Under sofas?
No, none of this.
And actually, yeah, we can take this DVD on our business trips also, wherever we are, right? We can use it.
Yes, I mean, like, is 77 exercises to cover every single joint, and is like easy yoga. This is the principle with the background all the time say, every day you're getting healthier and healthier, every day you're getting more and more flexible, and every day you're getting stronger and stronger, because this is the principle behind the exercise, to strain the body.
So beautiful. So we're not just exercising, we're also repeating positive, powerful affirmations to our unconsciousness, right, to ourselves.
Yes.
With each exercise. Can you repeat the affirmations again for us?
Every day I'm getting healthier and healthier. Every day I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day I am more and more flexible.
Wow. And who doesn't want to be healthier, stronger, and more flexible? Dr. Rapelli, why is it so important for us to exercise our flexibility, or however you put it, as a professional?
Well, every single thing has laws. The body has four basic laws: nourishment, movement, recuperation, and sanitation. Fortunately, today we are very, very sanitary. We sit a lot. We don't move as much. So we need to create health in the joint and create stretch to the muscles so they pull on the bone and the bone gets stronger. So we prevent ourselves with all kind of discomfort, like arthritis condition or osteoporosis, all kind of things that can show basically that the joint is not moving enough.
I really realize that the more and more I'm sitting behind the computer and more I sit in sessions with clients, how stiff my lower back and my neck gets. And so I realize how important these very simple exercises are, right? And how long is each exercise on your DVD?
Well, I design it in two ways. One is one exercise can go like around 1 minute. And the other option is looping. Let's say somebody wants to work more than 1 minute on one exercise, so he can stay on the same exercise as long he wants until he chooses to go to the next one. So he chooses the time. And in the beginning, they choose how they want to exercise.
I see. And how long is the whole DVD?
It's 77 exercises, but it's going by chapters. There are 10 chapters. Is start from breathing, go to the head, neck, all the way to the toes. And the last 7 exercises, the actually strength exercise, isometrically. So we strain the body in front and back in the same time, not just one side.
So this is beautiful. Actually, what just came up for me is that recently, Dr. Rapelli and all the beautiful listeners out there, I'm attracting a lot of people with MS, multiple sclerosis, to myself. And I'm always wanting to help them, support them in any way possible. How is this? Is this beneficial for them?
This
or
will,
in general, anyone with, you know, a limiting disease?
Okay. The unique about this DVD that all the upper body person can do sitting. Like I start with eyes exercise, breathing. First one is breathing, that eyes exercise, then the jaw. And on top of that, the person, if he has limitations that cannot do everything in one time, he can break it in a segment for, like, let's say I do just breathing for a minute and then I go do the eyes and the jaw for another 10 minutes. The idea is to start to create the motion. Sometimes we cannot even do the 1 minute exercise because the body fatigues. So you go to your limitation, let's say shoulder exercise, let's say just 10 seconds, and next time they can come and do it a little bit longer and longer until it become the level that they should be.
This is beautiful because on the DVD you say for everyone of all ages. For
yes.
Everyone of all ages, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody needs to move. What we see, we'll see kids like move a lot. You know, they run, they jump, they twist, they turn, they do all kind of motion. And with age, we start to become like sitting more to desk. You know, today kids by age 6 and 7 sitting next to a desk around 7 to 8 hours a day, not include homework.
Right.
So, and this continue, it doesn't get better. It just got worse because then when you go college, you're sitting like 17 hours sometimes, you know, study for a test and prepare yourself for other things. So if we don't have the time to start to create motion, it's a law that say if you don't use it, you lose it. It's called Wolf Law.
Or if you don't use it, you break it or something like
no,
that.
No, if you don't use it, you lose it.
You lose it. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And we don't want to lose it. We want to keep
we
it.
We definitely do not want to lose it.
We want to keep it and we want to improve it and we want to strengthen it and we want to become healthier and healthier. Dr. Rapelli and the guests, touching back on what you said about, and the guests and the listeners, touching back about what you said about kids, it's so true because I have two kids, 13 and 8, and they're sitting, you know, they have some playtime, but I don't think it's enough. And they come home and immediately sit behind the TV again, you know, and there's this like, guys, come on, get some movement, you've been sitting all day. So it's really the importance of teaching also the kids and bringing awareness to them, right, at a young age.
Yes, I mean, like today, everything is monitored, like their activity is monitored, like it's what they call the soccer mothers. They take them to play soccer, so they are like in the control. They don't play as a play. They play as activity that they do in a specific time. The freedom actually lost with the time of distance and running from one errand to other errand to do with the kids. And it's very hard. And the kids grow up to this, and then one day they said, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is they are tired because there's a lot of emotional stress about running to the play the soccer, then running back home to do the homework, then next day is gymnastic or something like that, instead of just... So this is where being a teacher for so many years, working with kids and working with a senior, I create this routine that it will be pleasant for everybody without mental stress.
Mm, beautiful. From kids to seniors and everything and every age in between. I love it. Also on your DVD you say performing these specific exercises will help you to decrease pain and discomfort. Now we know how many people have pain. Neck, shoulder, back, legs, buttocks, here, there, joints, fingers. So this with the movement helps release stagnant energy, or how would you put it?
Actually, yes, in the spiritual world, what you say is correct. The thing is so simple. It's like when joint move, the lubrication, the blood circulation, the cleansing of the area working. When we are sitting in one position or you sitting in front of computer and let's say the keyboard is a little bit higher where it should be, we lift the shoulder. We don't learn how to sit straight, so our back is not in the right position, so it starts to hurt. The muscles holding the body not correct. So it starts aching. Instead of doing something about it, create motion, we're taking something to shut the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem never fixed, and with the years, it becomes worse and worse.
Right. And this is not only physical pain you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Emotional pain, mental pain.
They're always related to each other.
Right.
If you look on somebody that has kyphosis, mean bending forward, do you think he will be a happy person? He's not.
Mm-hmm.
But he has practiced it for so many years that his back becomes stiff in his position, mental stage.
Mm-hmm.
They all
mm-hmm.
the time work together, one support each other.
Beautifully said. So dear listeners who may have just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Aaron Orpelli, who is a chiropractor, healer, and teacher. Healer and teacher, not just a chiropractor, with all due respect to all chiropractors, but Dr. Orpelli is a healer and a teacher. Again, his website is www.movementforhealth.org, also www.drorpelli.com. Dr. Orpelli, is there a contact number where people can call you if they have any questions?
Yes, of course. It's 310-278-4567.
Beautiful. And an email address?
Yes, they can mail to dr.orpelli@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, all the beautiful listeners out there, this movement for health is based on the book Rays of the Dawn, written by Dr. Thurman Fleet, as it says on the DVD here. Can you tell us a little bit more about this book, Rays of the Dawn?
Well, the unique about this book that is not like regular books that you can read, and if you missed a chapter, you know, you lost. Here is designed as understanding the laws of the body, mind, and soul. And in the back of the book, he's talking about all the laws, like the, as I mentioned earlier, the law of the body is nourishment, movement, recuperation, and sanitation. And then we have the law of the mind, like fear, worry, selfishness, criticism, and the law of the soul, that they are the opposite, the faith, hope. So in the book, he's explaining every law, how to obey. And more we obey the laws, healthier we become. See, if we are all the time in a fear, we make ourselves sick. If we are worried, we make ourselves sick.
Yes. Just excuse me for jumping in for this moment. If we're always in fear, and it seems like now it's like the foundation of this planet, the matrix, is fear, with everything that's going on with the economy here and the war and everything else that's happening. People are living in fear, you know, constructing in their being instead of being expanded out there. What's your suggestion for the fear consciousness that's happening?
Well, fear is
collective consciousness, let's put it that way.
Yeah, fear is actually really, really deep. But the truth is, if we go one step behind it and understand that why we fear that something bad can happen to us. Okay? But if we understand that we are a soul, so what can happen to the soul? Nothing. Because
right.
The soul, where have you been 10 years before you're born and where you will be 10 years after you expired? You know, the soul is immortality. And if we identify with this, the fear starts to go down. This is one way. Second is the opposite from fear is faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same polarity, the opposite side. So if we will focus more on the faith, you know, so we changing the polarity. And then it will help us to improve our health.
Right. And so in the spiritual world, there's a lot of talk where the opposite of fear is love. But you say the opposite of fear is faith?
I will explain it a little bit more.
Go ahead, please.
You see, if we will go in the religious, it's easier to understand. Faith is I believe that God will help me to reach what I believe I want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the health or fear, is the opposite, because fear say that I believe that the devil will help me to reach what I'm scared of.
Okay.
So it's actually the opposite. The opposite from love is actually hate.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm not... Now, the master of the mind on the emotional, in the negative, is fear. And the master of the soul level, the highest energy level, is love. So both are master. This is maybe the reason some people confuse them, because they are both the highest level, one on the negative, one on the positive, but they are not the same polar.
Right, because there's so many books out there from fear to love and...
Yeah.
You know,
fear is
love
because... I agree with... They are very, very... It's the most powerful energies that we can have, but one is the positive, one the negative. And when we talk about polarity, you know, it's like if we talk about worry and hope. But fear is in every single negative. Even in hate, they have fear, because we hate what we fear.
Wow, that was profound. We hate what we fear. Let's just stay with this for a moment.
Okay.
Let us like really get what that means and what it means in our hearts and in our minds. Got it. I just wanted our listeners to just get what you said. So, touching back on fear and faith, so your suggestion is for us to move and shift our consciousness from fear consciousness to faith consciousness, therefore connecting to the source and the origin of all that there is, therefore releasing the fear.
Yes.
Wonderful!
There are actually two chapters in Ray of the Dawn that you mentioned earlier, one called fear and the opposite called faith. And when we give it to the patient to read, say, if the most important issue that you deal with is fear, please read every day, like it's 10 minutes reading fear and 10 minutes faith. So you will understand deeper and learn how to transform the energy.
Right, right.
Because the present from God is reason. So we all the time choose and have the reason what to choose in our life.
Right. So, Dr. O'Perry, from your perspective, is faith only God, or faith is anything that empowers a person, that strengthens a person towards their goal, towards their purpose, towards the result and outcome which they desire to achieve?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, the thing is like that. Faith, let's say I'm not feeling very good and I want to feel good, but I don't know exactly how to do it. I'm missing details between. but I know what is the outcome picture that I want to reach, that this is help. So I create kind of image, okay, and I have a faith that I'm going to become healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it can be one situation that I don't need faith at all. Can you guess what is it?
What is it?
Is when we have the full knowledge and understanding.
Oh.
Because then we don't need the faith, we actually have the understanding. For example, you don't need to be a faith about the law of gravity. Do you understand? You understand. If you will drop a book, you'll fall on the floor. This is the law of the gravity. You don't need the faith that the book will fall down.
Yeah, it just is. It is.
Exactly. So the same thing in faith. The minute we have the ultimate understanding or whatever it is, now for every person is different. Some people can develop the knowledge and understanding in one thing. Like for a kid, it has a hard time to understand gravity law. Okay? They will try to jump and go in places that is dangerous and they can kill them, but they have no understanding. The minute they understand, they don't. They obey the law and it's over. They have full understanding of the law of gravity. But we have a lot of laws in life that we need to understand them. The minute we start to understand them and get all the details between, then we don't need the faith, actually. We have the full knowledge of the truth, and we can achieve whatever we desire.
Right. So faith that as I am dealing with a disease right now, that every day I'm getting healthier and healthier, I have perfect health, I'm getting stronger and more flexible and all of that, right?
Yes, so
instead
here is
instead of fearing that I'm not going to ever heal from this disease, which is really going to make me weaker and more disempowered. Not, and not only disease, right? It could be financial stress, relationships.
I'm sorry? The four principle is health, happiness, peace, and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And we all the time want to work body, mind, and soul. So, for example, in health, movement for health is exercise. We change the mind, state of mind, to where we want to go. We create the image, and we work on body, mind, and soul. If prosperity, let's say somebody wants to reach more money, so in the physical, you need to find how to do it. If it's find a job or going to study more education, in the mind, you need to achieve and desire where you want to be when you graduate. And every single thing has the incubation time until you get there. So it's not like, okay, I have a feeling that I'm going to be prosperous, so that's it. I'm going to be prosperous. I say every day I'm more and more prosperous, or every day I'm richer and richer. It's not going to bring me if I'm not going to use the principle to reach it physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Right, right. And you being a teacher and having the knowledge and the wisdom of all that you're sharing with us, I realize that you have a seminar coming up in Los Angeles, Concept Therapy Seminar, right? On when is that, May 17th and 18th in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Dr. Rapelli, what is concept therapy?
Well, I'll break it to two. Concept is actually fixed idea, okay? Every single person has a good concept and bad concept. The good concept brings us to become incredible people we are. The bad concepts actually make us not happy in many areas in our life. So the idea is step number one is to understand what is the idea that brings us and give us the illness or the poverty or unhappiness, to find them. And then to change them, to create a new concept in the life. So we will reach what we want. And therapy means just working with, like physical therapy. It's like I'm working with the idea how to change it. This is a very brief summary of a 25-hour seminar, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for putting in like 30 seconds. We appreciate it. I want to invite the listeners to take a deep cleansing breath with me right now. Come on, guys, take a deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Yeah. Sometimes the information can be overwhelming or heavy or unknown to us, where we may get distracted. So by breathing into the moment, I'm inviting you to come back to us being present, because this information is quite valuable as we awaken to the unknown, to awaken to the blind spots, what we haven't been aware of in this lifetime, in this journey. So thanks a lot for being present with us. Dr. Orpelli, so concept therapy. So in this seminar, will you be talking about limiting decisions and beliefs that we have made prior that are inhibiting our growth and are blocking our full potential?
Actually, is not just talking about that, because we can talk about things all the time, but the idea is to understand how we form it so we can change it. So the idea is like hands-on seminar that we actually learn, and many times people say they get the aha there because they start to understand why and how they form the idea, because the idea that we have in our life many times form in a stage that we weren't even conscious, like between birth to 7. You see, if I'm talking on the phone, for example, with you, and I'm really unhappy about relationship that I have, and my son sitting next to me and playing with toys, he doesn't listen to what I'm saying, but he absorbs anything like a sponge, because he is like a young kid, like under 7. What happened? What kind of relationship he will attract? What I taught him. But did I teach him naturally? Yes. Did I teach him forcefully? No. But he absorbed it, and he doesn't even know why he attracts this kind of women that I all the time resent and have a struggle in my life.
Right.
Now, this is the negative concept that we get, and we don't even know where we got it from.
So beautiful. Why and how? We awaken, we get our learnings, break the pattern, and shift
and
into
shift
new
it.
Concepts,
yeah.
New ideas, new empowering, inspiring, open ones, where we can manifest, as you said, our health, happiness, peace, and prosperity.
Yes.
Fantastic. Because coming from someone who had lupus and near-death accident and divorce and da-da-da-da... and continuous growth, I really get the power of opening up those limiting decisions and beliefs, conscious or unconscious. Beautiful. So you also talk about oneness, which is my passion and my purpose for existence in this lifetime, the oneness power. Can you please tell us more about the oneness power?
Well, many people call it different names, and I will... Some people call it God, some people call it spirit. Dr. Fleet call it the X, the unknown. That is only one thing exists in the universe, and this is, we can call it God and the oneness, because from the word one. And the idea is that when I'm looking at you, actually I see the expression of the oneness. When you look at me, you see the same thing. Whatever we look around, even the table, even the computer, whatever, the phone that we are talking, everything is expression of the oneness. The minute we understand that everything connected, look on the universe, look on the sky, all these stars that is like sometimes thousand years, light years away from us, they are part of this oneness.
Mm-hmm.
So the understanding is like in understanding to the smallest level, the sub-anatomical level in our being, what is really the oneness, it takes time. But slowly, as I say, like when we have the knowledge, we don't need the faith. This here is information for people to start to learn and process and work on, so they can come closer and closer to understand. And closer we become to the oneness and understand it better and better. Guess what? We reach the ultimate health, happiness, peace, and prosperity.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Isn't that all we're looking for or wanting or needing? Well, if we give all that up and go inside, as far as I'm concerned, the oneness inside, opening up to truth. When we open up to the truth inside of us, there we can see the truth within another human being as we look into their eyes, the seat of their soul, because this is how I choose to live my life, and I really encourage others. You know, there's so many people, Dr. Orpelli, out there that I can intuitively get. say, what are they talking about? The oneness, if there's the oneness, why is there so much hate and animosity, resentment, poverty, loneliness, abuse, war, all of this going on in the world? Well, I'm going to get your input, but I'll put my input out there. It starts from us. It starts from within. It starts from us changing our consciousness and making a difference. Because what we think on a daily basis, on a every moment, we're giving it out to the universe. We're giving it out to our family members, to everyone we come into contact with. So I really encourage all of us to stop looking out there and look inside of us and be present to who we are and whatever we need to clear within ourselves. So what is your opinion on what I just stated? Because I really get that.
I will try to make it simple in the way that I look at that. See, when we grow spiritually, basically we elevate our consciousness. To understand how to do it, we need to understand where we need to change the things. So we need to understand where is the concepts that actually limited us. And after we recognize what is the concept that limited us, we can help to change the concept that not limited us to reach what we want. So it starts in a level that can be as a person and it go all the way to the level of countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is not really different if somebody is in anger, okay, mm-hmm. he has no patience, because the opposite from anger is patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if somebody has a hate, so he has a lot of fear from other people. It's like I used to say, the Doberman dog, you know. He's scared from everything, so first thing he bites. So this is, we see nations that behave like that. They want to attack everybody and destroy everybody because they're all the time in a fear. They're not happy. So if everybody starts to do in a small level, that this is the subatomical level of the oneness, slowly it will transform and change it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't tell other people what to do. We need to do it by ourselves and become the teachers and become the example for other people. And this is when we help other people actually to do it.
Beautiful.
This is my belief, my
Beautiful.
Philosophy.
And all of us, can we imagine a time where we're perfectly healthy, happy, living in peace, prosperous, on every level, full of love, complete and whole? Can we imagine? If we can imagine, we can create it. And I invite all of us to start creating it right here, right now, with our choice, with our will, with our commitment, right here, right now, letting us awaken to what it is we're committed to jumpstart this new consciousness to create. Thank you, Dr. Rapelli. Also, I understand that in your seminar, you will be giving away a complimentary book. Oh, The Ray of the Dawn. You will be giving away. Fantastic. So everything you've been talking about, they get to take it home with them in that book, right?
Yeah. Well, we do two things. We give them Ray of the Dawn, and we give them a free office visit in the office. So they will experience what is the physical level that Dr. Flea talked about, because he talked about the spirituality and he talked about the soul, he talked about the mind, but he talked about the physical and how to do correction in the physical world. So I let everybody actually to experience this transformation too.
Mm, beautiful.
And it's
Thank
money
you.
Back guarantee. If they don't
money
like it, they
guarantee.
Don't pay.
So the seminar is May 17th, 18th in Los Angeles. And you will be getting a complimentary book of The Ray of the Dawn. Now, for Dr. Rapelli, for those who can't make it and would like to have more information, perhaps work one-on-one with you over the phone, get guidance from you, how can they get in touch with you? Is that possible?
They,
in the world of all possibilities?
Is possibility, too. Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. We said it, it
thing.
Is done. So how can they?
Well, we have, first thing, we have introduction for the seminar, so it's free. It's in April 28th from 7 to 9, and in May 5th from 7 to 9, so they can understand a little bit what we will talk about in the seminar. And if they want more information, they just call my phone. It's 310-278-4567. And we can take it from there.
Beautiful.
The unique about seminar that always we learn from the people listening the seminar too. It's not just me teaching people. It's all of us learning together how to improve ourselves.
Absolutely. From sharing, from being
yes.
open. For we are all one. Well, where I'm coming from is as one shares, I have what that person is sharing. I have that problem somewhere. I can really relate to it. You know what I mean? It's just really being open, guys, being open to what is and allowing this transformation, this healing, this change to take place. I invite you to make a commitment today. Today. And your DVD Movement for Health, how can they purchase? How can the listeners and the loved ones purchase your DVD?
They can go on the internet to purchase it, or they call to the office and we can send it to them. Either
way. Okay. The website again is www.movementforhealth.org. Fantastic. So I understand that you work with this machine, Dr. Orpelli, that's called a Pro Adjuster.
Yes.
And this is how you adjust people. What does that mean, Pro Adjuster, and what does it mean, adjust people?
Well, the
Hey, come on! Move them around and shift them upside down. Now you're adjusted. Go. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
The thing is, I will just briefly we'll go over history. The machine actually has a unique approach that developed by NASA actually to check screws, the frequency of screws that is from the law of vibration, one of the universal laws. So after 20 years of working with that, we developed the machine to the level that we can actually check the spine, the vertebra, in few levels. We can check the fixation, mobility of the frequency of every single vertebra, and it will show us in numbers and graphs, something that I cannot do with my hands because I cannot create this number. I can estimate, but never will be as accurate as the machine. And this will help us to know what is the status of the vertebra. And the unique, when I do the correction, when the vertebra actually moved, the machine stopped automatically and is not twisting or turning. And is no contraindication. If somebody has even a rod in their neck, still can adjust. And if somebody has osteoporosis by 75%, still get adjustment. So this is the most sophisticated chiropractic equipment that exists right now in the market.
Right. So you mean it's safe for all?
It's safe for all, and we use it in a method that actually to elevate in the physical and mentally and spiritually, so we get all the incredible benefit to become healthier as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. And now, if people come in with, for example, pain right then and then, does this machine support their pain dissolving, or does it take time?
Okay. The first thing we need to understand that pain can create from many different things.
Okay. Yeah.
And depends what is the cause. Is the fastest way to take care of pain when it's a physical cause, like in car accidents, slip and fall, stuff like that. But when the pain came and somebody said, I wake up in the morning and I don't know why my neck hurt. I slept fine, I was fine. This we know that this is not in the physical level what created. This may be emotional stress, the mind or the soul or different things. This take a little bit longer because we always need to understand, even a woman get pregnant, take 9 months until baby come out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So is what they call, we have a period of healing until the body will heal itself and bring himself back to a line. And the machines has a very unique approach to help people to heal, to shut the symptoms faster, but the idea is when we talk about the healing, we want to change the cause that created it too.
Right. I appreciate what you said, that there's time for healing, because so many of us tend to give up when we don't get what we want right here, right now, you know, with expectations. I came to you. Why didn't you deliver? Why am I not healed right here, right now? And then what happens? We give up. But I really, really, truly appreciate what you said about there's time for healing. There's a period. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 3 months, depending on the person, right?
Yeah. It's the incubation time for every single. A baby take 280 days. Chicken take only 4 weeks, you know? I mean.
No, I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing.
you know?
You learn something new every day. Okay, we learn about chickens and wonderful, wonderful. No, go ahead.
No, that's what I want to say. I mean, the healing as incubation related to what is the cause. If somebody creates some kind of illness, that the reason behind that is emotional stress. Let's say somebody got fired, okay, from work,
mm-hmm.
and now he start to be stressed. And after a while, the digestion not going to function well. You go to the medical doctor, you give him medication to shut down the acid in his stomach. But the stomach never will feel better. You will go to chiropractor, adjust the vertebra. Go acupuncture, you will go to maybe herbs. But until we don't going to fix the problem that create the cause, that he will learn how to deal with the situation in the finance, how to deal with that, he's not really going to cure himself.
Mm-hmm. I'm so aligned with what you just said. Going to the root, to the cause, to the source, to the origin of the manifestation of the pain or the discomfort, right?
Yes.
So important. So many of us just tend to drink our coffees and our booze, not me, but I know, and what, to dim, you know, not to deal with the real issue, to run away. And you help us, and actually you're a healer, I'm a healer, a lot of healers help us go into the source, the origin, the root of the cause, and bringing it up, helping us deal with it, and then letting it go, releasing it. I want to talk to you about coffee. I don't know if you brought it up or I just brought it up. I want to talk to you about coffee, Dr. Oropeli.
Yes.
I've heard so much about coffee, not that I drink it, but I'm like, I'm confused. I want to know what your opinion is. Is it healthy? Is coffee good for you? Is it not good for you? How many cups is good for you? What is the damage, if any? What is your perspective on this and your learning?
First thing is perspective to understand that what we give the mind power to things, more important than the things. So if I feel coffee is bad for me and every day I drink coffee and I say, oh, I know it's bad for me, guess what?
It's really bad for me.
It'll make you much more sick.
Yes.
Do you understand? So it's very important the feeling that we add to the things. Now, in general, coffee, we need to understand, is a stimulator. Okay? And if we do too much stimulation, it irritates the system. Each one tolerance to different level. Now, what is bad about is decaf, because decaf, to create the decaf, it puts a lot of chemicals there. So to change the caffeine, to take it out, they use sometimes all the way to 300 different chemicals to take it out. You know, cigarettes, they created to burn even 600 chemicals. So the first thing is what we give it. The second is the amount that we drink. If we drink a little bit coffee every day, you know, it's not really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if the coffee creates a shake and we believe that coffee is really bad for us and every time we drink it, he become like really bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like I ask people sometimes, why do you smoke? And I have one guy that came to me and said, because I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good for you. Now, I know other people say, oh, I know it's bad for me. If they believe it's bad, every cigarette is like a nail in their coffin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same concept about coffee. Is what we give the energy for, what really internally, not what we say to ourselves loud, what we really believe inside.
Mm. Beautifully said. So we just brought up coffee, but what Dr. Oropeli and what actually I believe in is in everything, it is our mind, it is our creation, it is our own belief and the energy that we give into it, whether it be coffee, tea, sweets, you know, whatever it is, the more energy, the more power, the more of a manifestation that is growing in us, right? So that's why we're talking about fear. we're talking about hate, we're talking about anger, because the more energy we give into it, the more it grows and the more power it has. So let's give it up. Dr. Rapelli, before we end, what is your suggestion for someone who's out there who really doesn't want to drink coffee anymore, wants to give it up, but doesn't know how?
It's actually very simple.
Okay. Simple, everyone. Simple. We love simplicity.
Me too.
Good.
I dedicate my life to make things simple. Yes. Basically, they found that if the person drinks 5 cups a day of hot water, nothing in, okay, like one in the morning, one a little bit later, in the day, 5 cups of hot water, like can be like half a mug or mug size, just water, nothing in, in 2-3 days they don't addict it to coffee anymore, and they don't going to have any side effect of withdrawal.
Mm.
See, this is how beautiful you can do it and enjoy it.
Wonderful. You can give it up and enjoy it at the same time. Simple. Simple. Wouldn't it be great if everything was simple like this? We can cause it, right? We can create it.
Actually, it is. Well, the one who make it complicated is us.
I know. Wow. Dr. Rapelli, it's been a pleasure as always. There's so much that we can share, we can talk about, we can bring up in consciousness. We really appreciate your presence. This time, unfortunately, our time is almost up and I have to close. Anything you want to say quickly before we close?
Welcome everybody that want to come to the introduction for the class. And again, is in April 28th from 7 to 9, and May 5th, 7 to 9. If they have any question, they can call to 310-278-4567. And thank you to you and to the team behind you there to make this experience wonderful and very pleasant.
Beautiful. And thank you, and we appreciate your presence and all that you do for all of us and humanity, and bringing awareness, love and light and oneness to all of you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
And all you wonderful listeners, that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. It's been a pleasure to serve you this way. We've learned so much about our mind power, about the affirmations that as Dr. Rapelli shared in with us, and he's sharing in his wonderful DVD, Movement for Health. Every day I'm getting healthier and healthier. Every day I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day I'm more flexible. Every day I'm empowered, and so on and so on. How about this? Every day I am love. You are love. We are all love as we stay attuned together in this oneness with love and light. Love and light, love and light. I am grateful to be part of this oneness with you, and I'm grateful for your presence. I invite you to commit to something, to some concept, to something wonderful for yourself that will shift your consciousness and your life forever. I invite you to do so right here, right now. Thank you. And for now, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in, inviting infinite love into every cell in your body, and breathing out infinite love, and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. Thank you. And again, I invite all of your comments, suggestions to my email address, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com, or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. It's been a pleasure. I love you. I appreciate you. This is Michelle Morvati. Thank you. Until next week, blessings. Good day.